Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've got a big lineup here on the show this morning. We've got the legislative update with our friend Henry Kriegel from Americans for Prosperity Montana joining us from the Capitol here in just a few minutes. And then a very interesting guest joining us around 8:39 this morning, Dr. Camilla Peterson out of Missoula. She serves on the state medical board. She does telemedicine all over the state and the country, but she is a big proponent of an animal-based diet. She does more naturopathic-style treatments, things like that, focused on wellness through metabolic health. But anyway, I'm interested in hearing her take on RFK Jr. and this whole MAHA movement, this whole Make America Healthy Again movement. So that'll be an interesting guest coming up here in the second half of this hour of the show. The 9 o'clock hour, I think we'll have some time to kick it off with your phone calls. We'll have some open segments at the start of the show. And then Montana Governor Greg Gianforte will join us on the show. So that'll be a great conversation coming up. He was just with President Donald J. Trump, I think Friday. Was it Friday or over the weekend? Anyway, he'll tell us. But, several of the nation's governors were in Washington, D.C., meeting with President Trump at the White House, including Maine's governor. She did not have the best trip. Wait, I guess I should find out. Is that her pronouns? Does she go by she, or does she go by he, or does she go by they? Either way, what she is trying to do to allow men into women's sports is outrageous, flies in the face of federal law, flies in the face of common sense. And Donald Trump called her out right there on camera in front of everybody. So we'll have to see if Governor Gianforte was in the room for that back and forth and much more. Let's see. Speaking of the Montana legislature, this whole back and forth about the Montana Arts Council and all of these theaters, museums, all of these organizations that were hoping to get state grant money from the legislature. And then the Arts Council says, hey, guys, don't worry about showing up. Nah, don't worry about it. Hey, you know what? We get the money no matter what anyway. We always get the money. No questions asked. You don't worry about driving to Helena. Don't worry about showing up on Zoom. Ah, doesn't matter. Wow. And boy, did they get torn into, not just by Republicans, but even at least one legislative Democrat was not pleased that a lot of these organizations did not show up, and some of them really showed some attitude at the fact that the legislature questioned why they didn't show up. One thing I want to play coming up right after this first break here, Representative John Fitzpatrick, a Republican out of Anaconda, Montana, about the final 2-3 minutes of his remarks, he went off for about 14-15 minutes talking about how is it that the Arts Council can take we the people's money for granted and just treat it like it's another entitlement, like, don't even need to show up. We're going to get the money for our theater. We're going to get the money for this. We're going to get the money for that. Wait till you hear his closing remarks right after this.
It's February 24th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Tortilla Chip Day, and before you dip your chip in salsa or guacamole, the chip was invented in 10,000 BC. The word tortilla is first documented coming from Spain, meaning little cake. In 1981, Frito-Lay introduces Tostitos chips, and in 2003, tortilla with chips and salsa becomes the Texas state snack. On this day in 2019, the Roman Catholic Church summit on pedophilia ends, with Pope Francis promising more action and calling those guilty tools of Satan. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is found guilty of rape and a criminal sexual act in 2020, in a landmark case that ignites the Me Too movement. Born on this day in 1955, Steve Jobs, who along with Steve Wozniak co-founded Apple, during his time as CEO, Apple released the iMac, iPod, iPhone, and iPad. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Nope, you guys are stuck with me. I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. But Dan Bongino, what about the Dan Bongino news? I was just messaging one of our friends out of the Flathead. Hey, what's up with Bongino's show? But man, I'll tell you what huge news. Dan Bongino, if you guys missed it, I'm very interested to hear what we hear. A little under 2 hours from now, for those of you listening to KJJR or KBUL Billings or KMMS Bozeman, Dan Bongino comes on the air right after Montana Talks. And then I think in some of the other markets, it's a different lineup. Great Falls has a different lineup. Butte, KXTL, they got Clay and Buck on there. So it's going to be really interesting to see now that President Trump has named Dan Bongino as deputy director of the FBI. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the morning lineup for us here. Lots of great names out there. Clay and Buck, Dana Lash. She comes on after Montana Talks in Missoula, for example. And John Jackson and I have run into her a few times down at the SHOT Show in Vegas. So she's in that time slot there. So anyway, going to be interesting to see. But I'll tell you what, Dan Bongino, to get an American patriot like that in a senior position in the FBI to make America great again is just going to be remarkable. The Cash Patel Dan Bongino combo, my goodness. But anyway, yeah, maybe we can talk about that and more here later this hour of the show. Let me play the final remarks. There was a liberal Montana Free Press story. Testimony snafu could kill some state arts grants. A legislative committee has recommended cuts to organizations that did not testify after they were told they didn't need to. Now, they were told by the Montana Arts Council that they didn't need to testify. So Representative John Fitzpatrick from Anaconda tore into the Arts Council, and then he concluded his remarks with this message and I feel bad for some of these organizations. I'm sure they were thinking, God, we would have been here, but the Arts Council told us not to show up.
One of the things that I find troubling about this hearing is that everybody had an excuse. About the only one we didn't hear was Grandma died. And I have a real problem with that. I'm really tired of government by fall guy and excuse. People need to accept responsibility for their businesses. And these folks are running businesses. Some of these businesses, million-dollar operations. And you got 5 minutes, 10 minutes to sit on Zoom and get some money? You know what I wish would have happened in here today? I wish one applicant would have walked up to this podium or called in on Zoom and said, I'm responsible for my business. I realize that I made a mistake in not showing up. I accept that responsibility. I will change the way I do business in the future. But did that happen? No. If it had happened, I would be the bring when I would bring the amendment back and fully fund it, and I'd write them a $500 check to support their organization, because I appreciate people who accept responsibility for their own actions. I am never going to apologize for defending the integrity of the legislative process. I am never going to apologize for trying to protect the taxpayers of this state by trying to ensure that the money they entrust with us is used wisely and goes into the hands of people that will use it wisely themselves. And I am never going to apologize for trying to promote positive good behavior by reinforcing folks that do and helping folks that do a good job. In 1965, I was a delegate to Montana Boys State. The young man that ran for governor that year grew up in Bozeman. He was an excellent athlete. He was elected to Boys State governor that year. And he made a comment in his campaign speech that I have never forgotten. He said, "The victory is in the trying." In House Bill 9, we had 47 people show up at the podium or on Zoom who took the time, made the effort, they tried to tell us what they were about. They were available for questions, and frankly, we should reward that behavior. We had 10 entities that were, frankly, slackers. They sent us an email where they printed off a part of their application process and said, "Here's what we're all about, but we're not available for questions." And we had 17 people that were complete no-shows. I think that the appropriate thing that we do in this committee is reward the people who try, and we dismiss the people who think they're entitled to it without any effort.
Wow, talk about a powerful closing there by Representative John Fitzpatrick. And yeah, looking at the room, I feel bad for some of the people that were put in this position. They probably thought, well, look, the Arts Council told us we didn't need to be there, told us we didn't need to testify, so we were trying to be respectful, whatever the reasoning might be. But then, like, for some of these outfits to, like, okay, well, hey, no, we want to hear from you. And they're like, well, here's our information, and we won't answer any questions. So you believe you're entitled to taxpayer funds, but you don't believe you have to give an explanation. I mean, it's so reminiscent of what Elon Musk and what the Doge team is unearthing right now. Hey, federal employees, just send an email with the five things you did last week. And look at the outrage. Oh, how dare you ask me what I did last week? From these career Democrat bureaucrats. I mean, unbelievable. They feel entitled to our money.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clearly captured our attention and provoked cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
You by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is in a period of significant transition following Friday's firing of Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown, as well as Navy Chief of Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti and Air Force Vice Chief General James Slife. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the moves while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team.
Hegseth adding this assessment of the now former chairman.
He's an honorable man, not the right man for the moment.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed pushed back on the firings on ABC's This Week Sunday.
Apparently what Trump and Hegseth are trying to do is to politicize the Department of Defense.
The senator adding,
we're looking at a very dangerous undermining of the values of our military.
Hegseth, though, says only one value matters.
We're going to focus on warfighting and lethality.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, yeah, so real quick here. President Trump on Truth Social last night shared this at about 7 o'clock Montana time. Great news for law enforcement and American justice. Dan Bongino, a man of incredible love and passion for our country, has just been named the next deputy director of the FBI by the man who will be the best ever director, Kash Patel. Dan has a master's degree in psychology from CUNY and an MBA from Penn State. He was a member of the New York Police Department, New York's finest, a highly respected special agent with the United States Secret Service, and is now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. Working with our great new United States Attorney General Pam Bondi and Director Patel, fairness, justice, law, and order will be brought back to America and quickly. Congratulations, Dan. Speaking of Kash Patel, on day one, Erica Knight sharing this story from the Washington Times via X. New FBI Director Kash Patel has told senior officials that he plans to relocate up to 1,000 employees from Washington to field offices around the country and move an additional 500 to a large bureau facility in Huntsville, Alabama. So there you go, breaking up the Washington headquarters, breaking up the swamp, self-licking ice cream cone, and pushing those agents out into the field where they should be. I mean, think about it in Montana. We've been talking about all the crime in Indian country and the illegal aliens targeting reservations. Sounds like we could use some more FBI agents out there, right? Instead of sucking up to Democrat politicians in Washington headquarters offices. So Kash Patel already making some great maneuvers there. All right, let's jump into it. Our friend Henry Kriegel, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, joins us every Monday for a legislative update. And, of course, this segment brought to you by Americans for Prosperity Montana. Henry, great to have you on this Monday. What's moving and shaking in Helena this week?
Hey, Aaron, great to be with you and our audience in Bozeman and Billings. I think we're also in Missoula, but always great to be on.
Oh, Great Falls, Kalispell, Butte.
I've got to do a little bit of... All right, we're in the key hour. That's awesome. any case, got to do a little recap on HB 320. That was our educational freedom bill, what's called Montana's Academic Prosperity Program for Students. Unfortunately, we suffered a defeat. We got pretty much kiboshed on third reading, the final vote in the House, 45-55, which was quite unfortunate. That means parents will have less accessibility and affordability to the kind of education that best meets the needs of their child. We go up. Now, tax credits are not our favorite thing, but it is an incentive that allows us to provide for this relief to families who are already paying into the system but not necessarily wanting to take advantage of public education, which in the state of Montana, K through 12 is funded $1.2 billion out of the state funds, matched by federal and other sources. They're getting $2.4 billion a year. We were asking for a program that would be capped at $10 million each, $10 million for parents paying out of pockets total, and $10 million for third-party contributions to a scholarship awarding organization. So a pittance in comparison when you think of it. But it fell. It fell because we got hit by those on the hard right who were, they were fed misinformation and they bought into it, claiming that homeschoolers would suffer additional burdens, which is not the case at all, because we worked with Steve White, the founder of the Montana Home Educators Association, and an amendment to protect the rights of homeschoolers. They would not be burdened They would not be forced to provide any more additional information than already do. We got hit with this crazy notion that somehow this was a globalist UNESCO plot to take over school choice. I don't know how that makes any sense whatsoever, Aaron, because alternative education, whether it's homeschool, micro school, private school, is all parent directed and all locally directed. So that was just a crazy idea, although some legislators like Kathy Love out of Hamilton and to a certain degree, Ron Marshall bought into it and voted no. So I will give some kudos to those who changed their votes, like Brad Barker out of Laurel. He changed his vote. He wanted to ensure that school choice truly was working to improve proficiency rates of students in alternative education. I showed him the stats of what Arizona did once they embraced school choice. They're the leaders in the state. And he changed his vote. So I got to give credit to him. And Curtis Cochran also changed his vote. But we've got legislators who didn't line up with us, which was a surprise. So there will be accountability for the vote as we do track the votes of legislators. We do our best to convince them and influence them to vote for more individual freedom of liberty. In this case, the resources necessary for children to be able to have access to the education that will best meet their needs. We'll do some accountability. We'll do it in a respectful and civil way, but we will let their constituents know who voted against us, and we will thank those who voted with us, and we will move forward with the best of our abilities next session, because we have to play the infinite game, Aaron. We have to look long-term. We need transformation in our education system because our public education is failing our kids. When you have two-thirds of eighth graders who can't read at the eighth grade level or not proficient in math, we're not doing well. And they can dress it up, or the Democrats can dress it up all they want, but the bottom line is that we're for the kids. We're for the students. We're not for the institution. We're not necessarily for administrators. We're for teachers, particularly those who are devoted to actually teaching and learning and helping their kids improve. But we're not for the institution. We're for doing whatever it takes to help the child succeed in life.
I like that line you had. I like that line you had about the infinity game. You know, infinity, because I've used that at Lincoln Reagan dinners. Is a lot of people think like, okay, the elections are over, that's it, it's done, and it's like, no, guys. This is a forever game. This is the infinity game. This is the infinity war, whatever you want to call it. There is no beginning and no end. The fight for liberty and freedom is the infinity game here on this planet, right? You know, and so don't just assume that, we got all these people elected. All right, it's over. Time to stop. What's next on the agenda for you guys this week? What's your big priority, or what's moving in the legislature this week?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are on our priority list. Aaron, we got a mini baby reins act moving forward. That's regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny. We're setting up the structure. We can't do it this time around. We just simply don't have the votes and the support to do it. But ultimately, we want to get a reins act that will rein in. Literally, unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats who impose rules and regulations that have an economic impact for compliance. Now, this administration has been very good. None of their rules and regulations that we were aware of would have triggered a vote by the legislature. But we're talking about years. We're talking about the infinite game. We've got an aligned governor. We've got an aligned legislature. Let's enact. Legislation to keep the unelected bureaucracy in check for future generations. So we got to do this thing here in Montana. It's worked wonderfully in the state of Wisconsin, and it's being taken up in Iowa and other states around the nation. In fact, there's a federal bill. Kim Comack from Florida, Representative Comack, is launching. And in fact, President Trump himself wants to get rid of... These burdensome regulations. So that's a major initiative of ours that we're going to move forward with.
Oh,
and
yeah, the Reins Act.
We'll need grassroots support for that.
Kat Chemek that you're talking about right there, she's worked with Americans for Prosperity in the past. When she spoke at the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner in Kalispell, I think I talked to her about this Reins Act, and especially in light of the Chevron decision out of the Supreme Court. Wow, what an opportunity to rein in decades of overreaching federal regulations that weren't justified to begin with.
Absolutely, and we have tailwinds with us now. We've got a president who is aligned with us on this issue. We've got Elon Musk working on that on some level, wanting to do that himself. In fact, speaking well and tweeting about the benefits of the Reins Act, and we have to seize the moment. So this bill that Courtney Springer actually is lead sponsor on is going to set us in that direction. We'll do it in a two-step process. Put the structure in place this session. Next session, we could do the full Kahuna Reins Act, and we will certainly keep you and our listeners updated as to how that thing is progressing.
Good deal. Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, less than a minute to go. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, we also have a right of first refusal bill that Senator Daniel Zolnikoff is leading on with Wiley Gault supporting as well. That will allow for real competition for construction of utility lines and infrastructure for the delivery of our energy throughout the state of Montana. A right of first refusal are things that are in place that gives previous contractors the right to have to bid first on any contract. It's essentially, what goes on around the country is that whoever did the last job gets the next job without any bidding, without any competition, which ultimately increases the rates for ratepayers around the state. So we want more open competition, and this bill will help us get there and help keep utility rates low, which is really important.
Very interesting.
The burden of inflation.
Especially with all the transmission lines that are being built right now, too. Yeah, Big Sky Business Journal has a big update on that front. All right, Henry, thanks for your time. Great update as always.
When do you need to hire a professional to handle your tax return? I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Many Americans are able to handle their income tax return on their own or with the free or low-cost home software. But CPA Bill Dendy says in some situations it may call for professional help.
It doesn't take a whole lot to get pretty complex. And that's when calling up CPA, it's worth their hourly fee to get a great answer and to have somebody that understands your situation to walk you through.
Experts always advise to consider whether you have the time and patience when choosing the DIY route. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You guys have heard of MAGA, Make America Great Again. What about MAHA? Yeah, you've heard of that one too. Make America Healthy Again. Hey, first, you guys know I've been a big fan of this whole concept of making America healthy again, because about 7 years ago, that's when I first heard. It was right after I got back from a deployment. That's when I had first heard. It was when we launched this show, frankly. I had first heard about Billings' Last Diet. And what's Billings' Last Diet all about? Well, it's about not just losing weight. It's about keeping your muscle mass so that you focus on burning fat. And what is key to that program? The ideal amount of protein. You want to get the protein in your system so that your body focuses on burning fat. That's also key to having a healthier lifestyle moving forward. And so anyway, you've heard our friend Tim from Savage. He's now down 90 pounds. He lost 90 pounds thanks to Billings' Last Diet. We've had some listeners that have lost over 130 pounds on Billings' Last Diet. But it's about developing a healthier lifestyle, not just losing weight simply to put it back on again. down the road. So it's a program I've stuck with now for 7+ years. I check in once a month with my diet coach, just wrapped up my tune-up, you name it. And anyway, you can benefit from this program as well because they've got a remote option. And that's why Tim out there on the North Dakota border was able to benefit from Billings Last Diet because of their remote option. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or you can call them during the next break at 406-294-6751 to get signed up yourself. All right. Well, but speaking of this topic, that's why I'm so excited to chat with our next guest here. Dr. Camilla Peterson has Peterson Concierge Medical in Missoula, Montana, but helps clients all over the state and country doing telemedicine. She serves on the state medical board. Dr. Peterson, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I love this whole concept of, you know, not only make America healthy again, but the fact that meat, that beef, that an animal-based diet. Look, we love, you know, animal-based products because it's Montana. It's ranch country, right? But it's also better for your health. Where do you want to start this morning as we talk about, you know, health and MAHA movement and more?
I think it's really important that the conversation of health enters the mainstream and we now start talking about what's going on in society as more and more medical invention and medical ingenuity is going on, we are still consistently an unhealthier nation. It's similar to education. The more money we spend on healthcare, we seem to be getting worse. I know you just had a guest talking about education, and in terms of healthcare, it's the same thing. So the question is there something that maybe we have done wrong? And one of the things that we may have done wrong is demonized animal products. We went from, hey, eat your vegetables, to have some vegetables on the side of meat, to make sure you have a balanced diet, to meat is bad. And now we have an overwhelming carbohydrate-rich diet, and we have an overwhelming diet rich in processed food, and we are ignoring the things that make us human, what has evolved with us, and what has created prosperity and human functionality throughout the thousands of years of evolution. Part of the concept that I'm developing is the FALT concept, and that's a concept about five elements that are key to human thriving. And I help people thrive and reverse chronic disease all over the country following these key elements. One of the elements is faith, because we have to believe in something outside of ourselves. We're not truly meant to be an inward and individualistic culture. The other one is fuel, how we feed yourself. And you said, hey, we love animal products, and it's a focus on lower carbohydrate, high protein diets on the spectrum. I've had enormous success in reversal of terrible disease, and people who are really committed to taking direction and taking ownership of where they want to be in the future and where they want to be over the next many years of their life. The other one is activity. We have a skeletal structure and musculoskeletal structure that's designed for humans to function a certain way. We're designed to be upright. We're designed to move. We're designed to work. And if we sit around all day or we forgo the necessary things that make us human, we have pain and suffering. And one of those things is to get back to innate design of our skeletal structure in order to thrive and be pain-free and strong until, you know, until we die old from a ripe young age, right? So diabetic, ripe old, you know. And the other one is light, the importance of sunlight in our life, the interaction with light. The other one is temperature, the interaction with outside temperature and ability. Human beings have evolved to live both indoors and outdoors. We have evolved to function with the diurnal rhythms of the sun. We are paying a penalty in the modern world from lack of sunlight. We're paying a penalty from being indoors. We're paying a penalty for being over-modernized. Not only do we sit too long, we sit too long in an artificial light, and we sit too long in an artificial light without exposure to the elements. Mm. In the old days, if you think about it, we worked outside. A lot of us were farmers. We spend a lot of time outside doing varied activity with our body. So naturally, through daily activity of chopping wood for heat and being outside in all temperatures, and then being dark at night, we had regulation of our rhythms. And our cellular biology has evolved to accommodate that. Our cell biology requires certain things for energy. You mentioned protein. It requires protein as a building block. It requires fat for cell membranes. It requires phytonutrients that come from plants to feed our gut microbiome. It does not require maltodextrin. It does not require red number 3 or blue number 5. It does not require any chemicals. It does not require stabilizers to function. We have convinced ourselves that we can eat that and function well, but we can't.
Wow, so many different angles here. Before I forget, I just want to jump in on a couple of them. You talked about, look, even if people are struggling with pain, you've still got to move. You've got to figure out how to move, right? I was doing a kickboxing class, Corey Willis and crew. Chris Brown is a horse trainer, but she was also one of the trainers at the kickboxing class. She had a great line, which was, if you don't move, you can't move. And so, yeah, you're going to get pain from working out, but it's a different kind of pain from the pain that you get from simply not moving whatsoever. And you talk about natural light. I know Joe Rogan did a podcast recently where he was talking about how the first light of the day is the most important light for your body from a physical standpoint. And standing up, I've got a stand-up desk here in my studio. Thankfully, we've got a lot of natural light here on the top floor of the hotel where we broadcast from. And it's a huge blessing to have the ability to stand up for a lot of the show and get the natural light that comes in. Some of the simple things in life are what we oftentimes forget about.
We forget about the key elements that we need to function really well as human. We were designed to function in a certain way, and this evolution happened over thousands of years, and this evolution will not change over 50 years of natural development. The thing is, part of what I do is part of my practice, and part of what I will be doing and online and through telemedicine is putting people back in the driver's seat for their health, giving them ownership. We were outsource so much of our life to all these different specialists. I mean, we call a plumber for plumbing, we call an electrician for electricity, we call a roofer, we call a framer, but we also call every single specialist known to man for our healthcare. You know, our healthcare is fragmented, and we call every specialist, and we just feel like, hey, if I'm in pain or if I don't feel right, what I really need to do is do the right test by the right doctor who give me the right diagnosis and then give me the right pill. What MAHA movement is bringing back is personal responsibility in healthcare, and what I'm bringing back is the ability to be in driver's seat and have a full and deep understanding of what key elements influence our life. And that is nutritional, that is movement-related, that is also sunlight-related, that is lifestyle-related. There's so many aspects to us thriving as humans that we cannot forego all of them and feel that we're going to be optimized.
Well, and I think one thing why people are so excited to see RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, now as the head of Health and Human Services is it seems like there's a lot of money involved here where basically, you know, you've got, you know, elements of our federal government that are basically profiting off of pushing things that push, whether it's more pills on the people or fake studies or whatever. And so it's another example of how our own dollars are being used against us. Brian Massard, who's got Reminis Angus out of Dillon, Montana, I mean, he was one of the first to join us on this show to talk about RFK Jr. He's been working very closely with RFK Jr. For over a year now, talking about why meat is good for you, why beef is good for you, why the saturated fat that's in meat is actually a good thing, even though it's been demonized by elements of our own government, even our own United States Department of Agriculture. So it's going to be fascinating to see some of the changes that come about. Dr. Camilla Peterson with Peterson Concierge Medical out of Missoula. If you can stick around with us for a few more minutes, stand by. I got to hit the hard break here, but we'll come back to you right after this for a few more minutes. Great to hear your thoughts this morning. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All executive power granted by people of the several states is vested in the president. The power includes the right to remove executive officials and people deemed unfit to execute his agenda. Now, you know, you're going to hear from the media, oh, so-and-so was a veteran and got fired from USAID. This is not their fault. Just let's be very clear. The president has all of this authority, just like he has the authority under, you know, various constitutional clauses, the supremacy clause for one, to go after illegal immigrants and states that are going to resist and aid and abet lawbreakers and give them legal driver's licenses, like in New York, they're going to be facing lawsuits from Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Donald J. Trump is officially the next president of the United States of America. While millions of Americans are rejoicing in the victory, thousands of others are still concerned about their savings. The unfortunate truth is, we still have $35 trillion in debt. The interest on that debt is now larger than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. Plus, the wars that started under Biden are still raging across the globe. So, what can you do to help protect your savings? Many Americans are already taking action by reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit to show you how precious metals like gold and silver could help you diversify your savings before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com. Paid for by Goldco.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A scary moment on the House floor recently. Democratic Connecticut Representative John Larson froze up and abruptly ceased speaking when talking about Doge and Elon Musk. He halted and slurred several words before leaving the floor. Larson's office initially blamed the freeze on an adverse reaction to a new medication. But later, Larson saw the congressional attending physician. Doctors diagnosed Larson with a complex partial seizure. The Connecticut Democrat had a heart valve replacement years ago because of a condition he was born with, and that can later cause symptoms, which is what he experienced recently. In a statement, Larson said, quote, "Sometimes people with this condition can later develop symptoms such as the momentary change in speech or movement, and that was apparent. A complex partial seizure is described as a type of epilepsy in adults that causes a change in consciousness and often lasts between 30 seconds and a few minutes. Physicians prescribed Larson a medication that the congressman said, quote, will greatly reduce the chance of this happening again. After missing 2 days of votes, Larson returned to his regular schedule. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into it here with Dr. Camilla Peterson out of Missoula, Montana, with Peterson Concierge Medical. Dr. Peterson, you know, we've been talking, I know, you know, some people have been followers of Callie and Casey Means. I'm familiar with them, but I don't know too much about them. But as I understand it, what they're basically pushing is, or promoting, is saying, look, lifestyle changes rather than pharmaceutical inventions are key to reversing these trends. And look, there's things we should be doing, like let's take health savings accounts, let's take flexible spending accounts, let's use those to purchase healthy food, exercise equipment, and supplements. You were telling me during the break just how the whole healthcare system is a mess right now. And of course, the more the federal government gets involved, that's what's happened, right?
Right. Correct. And I think we have to understand that healthcare system will only keep making itself profitable if people are sick. So if somebody needs ongoing insulin for diabetes, that's how the pharmaceutical company will make money. That's how the prescribing doctor will make money. That's how the hospital will make money. If you have complications from diabetes and you need surgery, interventions, you need amputation, that's how everybody will make money. This is like a circle that keeps on going, going, going. The only way I will make money is if you're healthy, and I will... There are doctors like me who specialize in metabolic health, functional medicine, holistic approach, whatever you want to call it, but really good medicine that puts you in a driver's seat and gives you opportunity to understand that you can reverse a lot of chronic disease, prevent a lot of chronic disease through lifestyle intervention. What their Casey Means, what they're talking about is whole food nutrition, putting back our ideas into what food is, that food is functional and it's important for who we are as humans, that movement is important for who we are as humans. We talked on the commercial break, One of the key things that we don't do anymore, and we've culturally decided that dinner takes 20 minutes. So we need to rush our kids around for school, and after school we drive them to soccer or whatever sport they're doing, and then we come home, we throw something on the table, and we call it good nutrition. The legacy that we're building for our children and our children's children is their health and the health of their children and what habits they're going to be forming. One of those key things is family dinner. Family dinner is key. It's really important. It's important on many different levels. It's not just important
human connection and so much more
psychologically.
Yeah,
it's so much more. I would argue that a good dinner takes longer time to prepare. I would argue that it's more important than 5 million different activities, and I would argue that that is what is going to build our families. It's what's going to build our culture, and it's what's going to build healthy adults.
It's such a good reminder. We thank you so much for reminding us that, because it's so easy to get so busy and running and gunning, volleyball season and then football season and you name it. Dr. Camilla Peterson with Peterson Concierge Medical, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll have to have you back on and keep us posted on what's going on with the State Medical Board from time to time as well. Appreciate your time this morning. Hey, guys, you've got time to get started right now. You know, spring is right around the corner, and so a lot of people, hey, if you're looking to sell a house or upgrade your house, now is a time to make those upgrades. Let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. One of the best things you can do is upgrade your bathroom. Well, I'll tell you what, they've got an unbeatable deal. You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Plus, they've got financing that you can handle. No money down, no interest, and no payments until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat, get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call 406-948-2836. And again, no money down, no interest, no payments until 2026. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. All right, we'll have some open phones time coming up right after this, and then the governor.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's an old Monty Python's comedy skit with an Imperial movie producer who summarily fires any one of his sycophant employees who comes up with an idea he doesn't like. The humor is watching them fly off the handle with inane ideas to try to curry favor. That image comes to mind as we watch the seismic shifts in federal policies of late, once requiring, now banning, hiring and spending policies that promote various social priorities. There are serious changes with many ramifications, not to mention being a theatrical spectacle of firing, stoppages, and reviews. It's clear to capture our attention and provoke cheers and jeers from advocates on all sides. But a clear casualty has been the predictability of government policy that plays an important role in many business decisions. Setting the ground rules for working with government, however onerous and complex, is something that thousands of organizations have adapted to. Spinning on a dime to tear them up will be expensive, and the prospect of it happening again in 4 years is daunting. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.